It's time to get underway with a special edition of Radio Friendships from our location in Galveston, Texas, where we're helping to meet the needs of people through the love of Jesus Christ.
Even when the rain falls, even when the blood starts rising, even when the storm comes, I am lost by the water.
Radio Friendships is brought to you by Don and Sandra Tipton of Friendships Unlimited, located in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And as the Lord says in Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together.
Great day and welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed standing in for Don and Sandra Tipton from Galveston, Texas. And yes, we are still in Galveston. We will be here until most of the needs are met. Whatever we can do as far as providing some needs, just trying to be a PVC pipe of God's provision to the people. We have some guests with us here today. Actually, they have driven down. Is that right, you guys? Did you drive down?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and we're talking to the Beard family. Actually, not all of them here today. We have Michael, Kim, and Tabitha. And you have two other daughters. Who are they?
Three other daughters.
Three other daughters.
Elizabeth, Samantha, and Susie.
Okay, and they're at home today?
Two of them are in public school, and one is at homeschooled.
Okay, now, Michael, you're the father of the family, the authority of the family. And you guys, that's a truck outside. Don't worry. It's not your radio buzzing or anything. We are in a toter home, so we have some ambient noise here, but we'll live through it. Anyways, you're from where, Michael?
Wharton, Texas.
Wharton, Texas, which is about how far from Galveston?
Oh, it's about an hour and 45 minutes away.
How did you first become aware of the needs continuing here in Galveston? Or what brought you here?
Well, God placed it upon my heart to step out for Him this year. And I read an article in our local newspaper about two sisters who've been coming down here relentlessly since the hurricane. And I told myself, if they're setting apart time for God, I need to also.
Okay. But that's good for you. But now, why did you decide to bring the family with you as well? Why did you think that would be a good idea?
Well, in our personal family, it's all about extending God's grace and mercy and love to others because of the grace and mercy and love He has shown to our family over the years, and especially this year. We've had a tremendous amount of healing in our family this year, and do I have time to share that testimony?
Yeah, please.
We're searching for help for one of our daughters and trying to have her restored and healed, and through that process, through searching for help for her, God knew I needed help in certain areas. So God had to heal me as the spiritual leader of the family first, before the rest of my family could be healed and before we could really grow together as a family. And He's done some marvelous things this year. I mean, I don't know how much airtime I'm allowed to, but I could talk to you for about an hour on this subject. But He's just working in a big way in our family, and I was caught in this world. You know how everybody in this world just has their head down and really their nose to the grinding wheel and really trying to be a part of this world. And the world has us living for materialistic things and things of this flesh. And it doesn't have us with our head up looking forward and keeping Christ in the center and with His word as a lamp unto our feet and a light into our path, and just really living by the Spirit. And in the, you know, this storm here has shown us that this flesh can easily pass away, and the things of this world can easily pass away. And that's one thing for sure, because when sin entered the world, death entered the world through sin. And that's one thing that I know for sure, is that my physical body as I know it today is going to die. Anyway, I need to start doing things for the Lord. I've been doing too many things throughout the years from what I thought was my personal well-being, and I've seen my neighbor hurting before, and I've lended a hand time or two to people that are in need, but I just think God is calling us to do bigger and better things for Him. And I've seen through my personal family's experience that if I just sit back and really think of what God would do in the situation and allow Him to do something, He can do things in a much larger, I mean, He can really magnify your efforts and cause and where it had to been him that helped you through the situation. And he just multiplies our efforts so many times, and it gives you such a good feeling, and it's so amazing to experience God's love. As we're helping others, God is helping us.
Amen. Amen. Well, listen, Kim, your husband got the call to come down here. He felt the Holy Spirit motivating him. Sometimes that happens with the wife, and sometimes it doesn't. How did it work for you?
Well, at first, I didn't want to come. Okay. I wanted to stay home. I homeschooled my two oldest daughters, and I felt that they needed their education, and we've been missing some school because we've had company at home lately, so I was kind of thinking negative about it. But I woke up yesterday with a renewed feeling in my heart that, yeah, I need to go. So one of the daughters was sick anyway, and my oldest daughter, Tabitha's here, and we're glad that we're here today.
So you're glad you came?
Yes.
And do you think you would have come anyways just because of the authority of Michael, or did he ask you to come?
He asked me to come.
Okay.
But I probably would have come anyway, but God is gracious, and He puts that joy in our heart to be a servant for Him.
Amen. Well, listen, Michael's been here a few times now, haven't you, Michael? And you've
Yes.
helped some of the residents with their homes. What did you see out in the homes?
Well, we saw various physical needs that need to be met, you know, water damage in homes, what have you. But what struck me most is that these people are in despair, not only physically, their physical needs, but spiritually. And every person that we have come into contact with that live here, even some of the people that are here with this organization told us, you know, that we're such a blessing to them because, you know, that there is a great need out here to serve others, and the people that have taken their time and efforts to come here to serve God. You know, Satan wants to discourage us in so many different ways and to try to make us stay home and sit on our couch and watch it from the TV. But until you're out here and you really see the stuff taking place out on the streets and the despair in people's hearts, and some people, all they want is prayer. And the harvest is so ripe out there right now, Jeff.
Yeah.
It is amazing. And people are really receptive to God's word right now.
Yeah, this is the kind of things that you won't see on news channels. And it's, quite frankly, it's really hard to put video or with pictures to put the spiritual feeling of what's happened here in Galveston. And I know, Kim, you were sharing a story as well of a lady that was clinging on to her things as you were trying to clean the house. Why don't you share a little bit about that?
Correct. Well, we prayed with her before we began working with her in removing items, debris from her home, and she said that she's lost everyone in her family and that she's the only surviving person. And you could just feel the spirit of despair, hopelessness, helplessness, a spirit of death, you know, prevalent throughout the home. And the home is filled with mold. You could smell the stench. And she didn't want to part with any of those belongings. She admittedly had a problem with materialism, as most Americans do. That's the sin that we all deal with here in this country. So it was difficult for her to let go of these things because they had meaning from family members had passed on, and she was given all of these material items. And so it was difficult to work in that situation because we don't want to decide to get rid of things for her,
right.
But we want her to help us know what to carry out for her. And so we did pray with her, and but, you know, people need the Lord.
You know, I've heard that from almost everyone that we've interviewed on the radio program so far, is the importance of prayer. And I know there's a lot of people that can't get away to come help the residents physically. Maybe they can't contribute financially to individuals here, but they can pray. Why do you guys think that's so important?
Because God hears His people, and He knows the desire of their hearts. And if we pray for the Holy Spirit to visit these people, God is faithful, and He won't deny His children their request of spiritual needs throughout this world. And, of course, you know, we're praying that the Holy Spirit will visit these ladies that we visited with today. And maybe we can't solve all their problems, but we have a great physician who can heal everything emotionally, spiritually, physically. He is there for us.
Okay, Michael, we're getting close to our break, but before we go, I wanted to ask, how do you think this has changed your family? Has it transformed your relationship within the family at all?
Well, we're bringing up our children to really see what Christ has done for them in their lives, help them realize that. And all of our kids have a real desire to serve the Lord. So this is nothing new in that aspect, but you know, just letting them see that there's other people out there from different walks of life from around the globe, whether it be from New Zealand or Ohio or Florida or wherever you're from, that people are coming together to do God's work.
Amen.
Marvelously.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and take that break now, but when we come back, we're going to bring Tabitha into the program. Do you mind?
No, I don't.
All right, we'll be right back.
Your ticket has been purchased on a cross at Calvary, yeah, yeah. Jesus paid the full price with his blood for you and me. Don't you hesitate.
Join us now for 60 Seconds with Sondra Tipton of Friendships Unlimited.
Ephesians says that we're saved by grace, not by works, so that no man can boast. But that same sentence goes on to say that we're saved to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. He may call us to a job for which we don't feel well equipped. Nehemiah was a cupbearer in the king's palace who becomes a builder. Moses was an inarticulate prince who became a revolutionary leader of millions. David was just a boy, a musician and a sheep herder who became a king and a mighty warrior. Trust the Lord to show you. Don't be discouraged by difficulties because trials perfect our faith. Consider the call with your heart and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. What is it that God has prepared in advance for you to do?
For more information about Friendships Unlimited or to download applications, go to www.friendships.org. Well, we're going to veer from our normal style of break here and take a moment to talk to Tammy Waters about something new and exciting at Friendships Unlimited. And we're talking about a video newscast called On the First Watch. Tammy, what are people going to see when they tune in to On the First Watch?
Well, you're going to see scenes from Friendship Site and what we're doing here in Galveston, what we do as an organization and individuals that are ministering to the needs of the people in different ways, like feeding people, providing hot meals, prayer, helping people clean out their houses, that type of thing.
Right. Again, on a time like this, in disaster, it's easy for the media to focus on the devastation and the tragedies. But On the First Watch is showing another side of this. Why do you think that's important?
I think it's very important. We want to make it so that people feel like they are there on the spot with us. Right. Not only that, but we want to show them that just because they're watching, that they are involved as the body of Christ and seeing their brothers and sisters in need and what they're going through, they can be a part of it.
Amen. Well, we're excited about this new project, and this again is brought to you by Don and Sandra Tipton, the founders of Friendships Unlimited, as an extension of ministry. Well, we're hoping that you will take in these visuals of faith in action and take that to your community, your church, your body of believers, your friends, your family, and make differences in this world in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Tammy, where would people be able to find these newscasts called On the First Watch? Where are they going to find these?
They'll be able to go to YouTube or GodTube, just do a search for those two websites and pull up Friendships or On the First Watch, and it should take you right to our video.
Okay, it's not too hard to find, and possibly in the future we're going to work on trying to put a link right on our website, but for now, go to GodTube or YouTube and do a search for On the First Watch, right, Tammy?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be looking for you there, Tammy, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff.
Now back to Radio Friendships.
Just get on board of the mercy train. He's calling you.
Okay, we're back with the Beard family, and we were talking a little bit before the break about some of their experiences here in Galveston and why Michael thought it was a good idea to bring the family down here. But as we said before the break, now we have Tabitha. Tabitha is one of your daughters. And Tabitha, how old are you?
I'm 16.
And is this your first time being on one of these type of missions?
Well, kind of, I guess.
Well, this is Tabitha's third time to Galveston.
Third time to Galveston.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's my third time here, but first time mission type thing.
How did it differ from what you saw in the newspapers or on the news channels?
Well, on the news, you see all the debris and stuff, but you don't really see the like you said, the spiritual need there. So once I came here, the TV didn't show you the extent of it.
Yeah.
So once you get here, it really hits you.
Yeah. Now, did your dad ask you to come, or was it something that you volunteered to go?
I think he kind of told me to come.
Are you glad he did?
Yes, I'm glad.
Why did you think that Tabitha would get something out of this? I know you had your homeschooling, but this is almost an experience that would go in with homeschooling that would last her a lifetime. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes. Yeah. This will impact Tabitha for the rest of her life. I mean, God may use it to take her in a new direction that she has never thought of before.
Yeah. Well, you have three other daughters, right? And have they been down here as well?
Elizabeth came once.
Okay. And does it give you something to tell your friends about?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do they understand? Are most of your friends Christian as well?
Most of them are, yeah.
Okay. And what about the ones that aren't Christian? What do they think about you doing things like this?
Well, I haven't really talked to the ones that aren't Christian about it. I email a lot, and so I haven't emailed anybody about it, but I'm planning on going home and emailing everybody. But most of them are Christian, so they think it's great.
Yeah. Well, listen, Michael, we've talked a little bit about some of the things that you've experienced here, but there are also some challenges of coming down here and doing some hard work. And you're putting your family in that environment as well. There's some sweat that goes on here and some sore muscles. Do you think it's worth it?
Oh, it's more than worth it. I mean, we have one gentleman with us in his 60s, and he has a cane, walks with a cane, and he has numerous spots of pain on his body. But he said the Lord told him to go. And after he came down here, his pain was gone. And he's like, I'm ready to go back as often as I can. And we set a goal at first of coming down here twice a week. And after we came on Monday and worked with this organization, and we saw the love they had for Christ and the harvest out here so ripe that we said, we're going to put it out there for God, and if we can fill our vehicle up 3 days a week, that's what we're going to do, and we're just going to see where God takes it from there.
Amen. Well, originally, though, you just came down to help anybody, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
From what you were saying before the program, you were kind of just driving down the street and meeting people and seeing what they needed. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Our first day down here, we did a little bit of work at a church, and then they didn't have anything else lined up for us, and so we just went out on our own and started meeting people on the street and visiting with them. And every person we stopped, even if they didn't need help, we would stop and pray with them. And one lady, as the media pointed out, the first fatality that the media recognized was an elderly gentleman got trapped in his truck trying to leave during the height of the storm. Well, we met his sister-in-law, and oh, the grief that was there. And they not only had physical damage, but they had lost her brother-in-law, and her husband lost his brother in the storm. And we stopped there, and I was told, I didn't realize how time flew, but we were praying for her for around 20 to 30 minutes, and she was just so in need of that prayer and God's grace and mercy at this Amen. Time and his love that, it was very powerful. And one other point, God led us. We just asked God to lead us where he wanted us to go, and he led us to an older gentleman's home, Mr. Martinez. And when we told him we were here because of what God has done to us, through his love, by sending his son to be our Savior, Christ Jesus. And man, we worked there, and we had 8 in our group that day, and 5 of us went and prayed for him. And the 5 that prayed for him, Mr. Martinez was slain by the Holy Spirit, and he was moved in such a way that he says, man, will you pray for my knee also? He says, my knee's been bothering me.
Amen.
And he was just so moved by our experience. And I tell you what, God taught me something that day, too. There was one lady who was so in despair, and there was 2 gentlemen working in her front yard, and they said, sure, we can use your help. You know, people are real skeptical because, you know, in any times like this, there's all kinds of people out there trying to scam the people.
Yeah.
And when they hear that we're just here because of the love of Jesus
Amen.
Christ and what he's done for us, that just breaks all the barriers
yes.
down. And the 2 gentlemen said, sure, we can use your help. But the owner that was on the porch, she said, where were you a month ago? She says, I don't want your help. And I didn't say anything at the time. And God spoke to me a couple days later, and he told me that I should have gone up to her and asked her for forgiveness for not coming any sooner.
Yeah.
Well. So you can see I still have a lot of faults, and God is still refining me. He's refining me even through this. So, anyway, we just really need to look at things through the eyes of Christ and
Amen.
How we can serve him better, and I just thank God for this opportunity.
Yeah, amen. Well, listen, have you guys had anybody that has refused prayer?
No, sir. There has nobody that refused prayer. Like I said, that lady was the only lady we didn't offer prayer to, and
yeah,
like I said, that's what really hurts me is, well, because
the reason I ask is because we always have this certain fear, like we're intruding on them or we're not qualified to pray for somebody else. And here you are in this situation. You have not had one person refuse prayer. Do you know what I'm talking about, Tabitha?
Mm-hmm.
That,
yes.
that initial fear of jumping in there and saying, listen, would you mind if I pray for you? Do you feel that at all when you're out in the neighborhoods?
Yeah, sometimes they have this distant look in their eyes, and I think sometimes I have this feeling that if I asked them, they would say no, but that's being judgmental.
Yeah,
and it's,
it is.
It's, yeah. Most of them say yes, so.
And then once you start, isn't it hard to stop?
Yeah, it is.
Well, listen, you guys have a beautiful family, and we are really privileged that God has led you or steered you towards friendships for this time. You guys seem to just glow of the love of Christ. It's just a privilege to be able to share stories with you guys. I know there's much more to talk about, but we're getting a little short on time. We like to leave listeners with a scripture of the day. So we'll start with you, Michael. Do you have a favorite scripture or something? I know it's hard to narrow them down to just one, mm-hmm. but is there one that has really kind of stayed with you?
There's several I can think of, but through this first day I came down here, I was wearing this shirt. Philippians 4:13, I think it is. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we were working in Mr. Martinez's home, and we couldn't get this floor up for anything. People were prying on shovels underneath it. 2x4s were breaking. Mm-hmm. And finally, I just prayed, and I said, God, if it's your will, you give me the strength. And put two claws hammers underneath there, and boom, the floor popped up. So it's all about him and just what you ask of him. Be careful what you ask, because he will answer your prayer.
Yeah, we found that in friendship. Sometimes we would pray for certain food items, potatoes, for example. We'd get so many potatoes, we'd say, well, maybe we need to put a limit on what we pray for. Ask for a certain number as well. God is good, isn't he? What about you, Tabitha? Do you have a favorite scripture?
Yes, my dad stole mine, but I have another one.
Okay.
I don't know if it's Psalms or Proverbs 3, but it's, I know the verse. It's trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I really like that verse because it kind of reminds us not to rely on what we can do, but to trust God.
Amen. That seems to be the message that has been there from the beginning. That question of faith, it was through Abraham, Noah, Moses, all the way throughout the Bible, and it's still alive today, that message of faith and trusting God. Thank you. Well, let's get Kim over here for her favorite scripture. Mom has a favorite scripture as well, scripture of the day.
What does it profit a man that if he gains the whole world but lose his soul?
And why is that important to you?
Well, when I became a Christian, that became my favorite verse, because if we're living for this world, we're going to lose ourselves.
Amen.
But if we live for Jesus, we're going to get so much more.
Thank you all for being here today. Really appreciate you guys taking the time. I know you're setting out to get in the neighborhoods again. You stopped by here for a little lunch. Is that right?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, God bless you. And we want to invite all of you back to Radio Friendships, where we love to speak about the great and mighty God and the many wonderful ways throughout the world to serve him. Have a great day, and God bless.
God's Navy is in need of your help. Friendships is an international Christian relief organization based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Our ships sail with humanitarian aid, disaster relief, and medical missions to many nations. These are ships of war against hunger, poverty, and disease, sent in the name of the Lord to help the less fortunate. Local daytime help is needed, and there are also short and long-term positions available for adults of all ages. All skills are needed, including welders, engineers, mechanics, housekeepers, cooks, and warehousemen. The organization is volunteer. There's no pay, but the retirement benefits last forever. There is no cost to participate. This is an opportunity to be involved in foreign missions in a very vital way while still right here at home. Maybe friendships is what you've always been looking for. For more information, check out our website at friendships.org or call Port Mercy at 337-433-5022.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.